Coal ash is the waste that's left over after burning coal. And so across the country, we've got hundreds of plants burning about a billion tons of coal a year, and that produces 140 million tons of coal ash. And coal ash is consists of a few different wastes, but, you know, very simply, it's the concentrated waste from coal. And the reason that we're concerned about coal ash is that it contains all the natural impurities and metals that are in coal, you know, again, concentrated. And this would include many heavy metals such as arsenic, mercury, lead, cadmium, chromium, and many more.
And coal ash came to the media attention in 2008 in an event that happened in Tennessee. Remind our listeners what happened there and why it was a big deal.
Yes, and then that was a tragedy. What happened at the TVA Kingston plant in Tennessee in 2008 was that an earthen retaining wall collapsed of a huge coal ash pond. And at that plant, as well as in many plants across the country, the coal ash is put in these large ponds holding millions of tons of toxic sludge. In December of 2008, the wall collapsed and released over 1 billion gallons of coal ash, which flowed across rivers, across residential areas, covering 300 acres, and destroyed a riverfront community.
Are there medical problems associated with the toxins in these coal ash ponds?
Absolutely. The coal ash contains some of the most toxic chemicals known to man, including arsenic, mercury, lead, hexavalent chromium. And when coal ash is put in water, these chemicals are released into the water, so you can contaminate drinking water. If coal ash is allowed to leak into those sources. And also when coal ash is allowed to leak into into streams and lakes, it can also poison fish because it contains selenium, which is poisonous at small quantities to fish and other aquatic life.
We're speaking with Lisa Evans. She's senior legislative counsel at Earth Justice. And Lisa, your group, Earth Justice, put out a study that listed in all the states that where you could find the information where the coal ash disposal units are. And I counted 8 in the Tampa Bay region. And there's one in particular I wanted to ask you about, the Big Bend Power Station that's operated by Tampa Electric Company in Hillsborough County. What do you know about that disposal site?
Yeah, we looked at that site, and in all of Florida, there's actually 6 sites that have documented contamination to groundwater or surface water. At the Big Bend site, there were many contaminants which were much above health standards and environmental standards that were found in the groundwater flowing out to the intertidal canals and onto adjacent properties. And what caused that was that the ponds and the landfills where the coal ash was dumped were not properly lined and thus didn't contain the chemicals in the ash and didn't prevent them from flowing out into the groundwater.
There are 8 ponds listed at the Big Bend Power Station. Is it just a factor of them being smaller than normal that the most ponds are at Big Bend, or is there a lot of coal ash stored there compared to others?
Well, I think it's both. I mean, it's a big plant, so they have to have different receptacles for the waste. There are different ways that utilities will manage their waste. Some will create one huge pond, and depending on the topography of the site, others will contain multiple units. Either way, you know, the basic principle is you got to keep the waste dry and you got to keep it contained. You know, in a landfill, much like the landfills that we put our household garbage in, you know, that's what we need for coal ash, you know, not to be in these unlined ponds, you know, especially when you've got shallow groundwater as you do in Florida, you know, or the ability to flow out to sensitive areas like Tampa Bay.